The question for today is, what did Jesus mean when he said, "I go to prepare a place for you"? Does this support the view that Christians go to heaven? In John 14, verse 1 to 3, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Since Jesus ascended to heaven after his resurrection, and since God the Father dwells in heaven, we might safely assume that the Father's house of which Jesus spoke is in heaven. Moreover, since Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you," we might safely assume that the place he is preparing is in the Father's house in heaven. But notice that Jesus did not say that his followers would go to heaven and take up residence in the new mansions he had prepared for them. On the contrary, he said, "I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus will receive his saints when he comes again, not before. He will establish his kingdom right here on this earth, and the saints will reign with him. Revelations 2, verse 26 and 27, chapter 3, verse 21, and chapter 5, verse 10. The term translated mansions is better rendered rooms, abodes, or chambers. The Father's house, Jesus says, has many rooms, and he is now preparing a place for his disciples, but they will not take up residence in their new place until the Father's house, the Father's dwelling place, comes to this earth. Jesus promises, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God." Revelation 3, verse 12. The Apostle John saw the New Jerusalem in a vision. He wrote, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.'" Revelations 21, verse 2 and 3. Notice that the dwelling place of God, the Father's house, will be located here on this earth.